Good morning. That was a very special song we heard, wasn't it? We don't hear songs like that very often. Well, I have a story for you, from a very far away. It's actually, this story took place in Africa. And this story is about a man, we will call him James. James was a coal porter. James sold books that told other people about Jesus. And James, one day, decided that he wanted to do a faraway village. And so he had to, back then there wasn't vehicles going to this village, so he had to walk. And he had to walk a long way. And he got very hot. And he got very tired, but he kept going, and finally he reached the village. And he went to the first hut in the village, and he said, "Hello? Is anyone home?" Well, they were home, but they did not want his books. So he went to the next hut. "Hello? Is anyone home?" They were home, but they did not want his books. So he finished that little road, and then he went to the next road. And he went to the hut, and he said, "Hello, is anyone home?" They were home, but they did not want his books. James went to every hut in the village, and nobody wanted his books. Now James was really tempted to be discouraged. I know what that's like, because I've sold books like that before. And he was still very hot, and this time he was very tired. And he saw outside of the village, at a distance away, there was a big, beautiful shade tree. The sun was very hot, and he said, "I'm going to go over there, and I think I'm going to get some rest, get out of this sun." So he went there, he went to that big shade tree, and he climbed up on a very strong branch, and he laid his head down, and he went to sleep. Now, there was a big lion that was also very hot and very tired. And he saw that big shade tree. And he thought, "I'm going to go over there and I'm going to lay down and I'm going to get some sleep." So this lion found a nice little comfortable spot right by the tree, under the cool shade, and he laid his head down, and he went to sleep. Well, James, I don't know if he may be, you know, when you're asleep, you don't really have a good grip. James, I don't know how he did it, maybe he tried to turn over or what, but James fell off that big limb. And he landed square on the back of that lion. And that lion was terrified. What is on my back? And it took off running. And James, he was terrified too. He didn't know what else to do but hold on. So that lion, he must have been really scared because he ran toward the village. And he ended up running straight up the main road of that village with everybody watching. Now, I don't know how he did it, but eventually James got off the lion, and the lion kept going. But everybody in the village thought, who is this man who can ride lions? So everybody went up to James, and they were very interested in James. And you know what? They're very interested in his books, too. And before, nobody got books. But now, everybody wanted books. Isn't it amazing how God can help us when we try to tell others about Jesus? You can go back to your seats now.
Now's the time for prayer. If you want to gather up with me, there's blue cards that are in the pews. If you fill them out with a prayer request, bring those cards up and join me with prayer.
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And any time that I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you.
Dear Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come before you on our knees, in our hearts, burdened from the various things that Satan has tried to discourage us with, try to bring us down, try to bring us trouble. But Lord, you are so much stronger than the enemy. You have conquered him on the cross. Lord, we can claim by that cross and blood that you shed that we, united together in prayer, are victorious over the defeated foe. Lord Jesus, as we kneel here for the blue cards that were written down and those that may be silent upon our hearts, Lord, you know what is the best situation. You know what is best for each one of us in our situations. You know how to work it out for the good. It may not be the most pleasant, but Lord, what is a little uncomfortness here compared to the paradise you have waiting for us? Lord, may each one of us here in this prayer time coming to you as our Savior and Creator. Lord, give us the Holy Spirit to discern these events in our lives, that we will not be in dark, but that you will give us the light. And Lord, I claim the promise for these blue cards and those burdens and praises on our hearts of Philippians 4:13, that we can do, that I can do, all things through Christ who strengthens me. And verse 14, nevertheless, you have done well to share with us in our affliction. Thank you, Lord, in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Now is our opportunity to worship God in giving. And I was very blessed last Sabbath with all the messages. Pastor Joel Nephew came and he shared much about stewardship. It was Stewardship Sabbath. And it was such a blessing, all the thoughts that were brought out. And if any of you weren't here, able to be here to enjoy the message, I highly encourage you to get those messages, because they were just real heart-searching. I know a blessing that I walked away with is like, you know, I want to be faithful to you in everything that I have, everything that I own is yours. I want to honor you with what I have. And, you know, just a kind of a personal testimony is a real blessing, because, you know, we're about to go back to Nepal in less than 2 weeks. And we hadn't made a will yet. We really wanted to make a will. And having Pastor Norm here to kind of help facilitate that really... Well, all I can say is, even though our permanent address is not Kansas, Nebraska, we're able to contact, we're able to sit down and kind of make just a little will, get our thoughts down, and we contacted the people in Tennessee, and by God's grace, it's processing right now. So, you know, our little Caleb is protected, so we're just really... really happy with it was just such a blessing. And like I said, I highly encourage anyone who wasn't here to get a hold of those messages. I know that they will be a tremendous blessing to you. The deacons will now collect the offering. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Karen Holland. I'm the principal of Oklahoma Academy, and today I'm just excited to introduce you to seven young people who are here at the Oklahoma Academy accepted into our Worthy Student Program. These young people have many options as to where they might choose to go to school. What is it that's made them choose Oklahoma Academy?
Hello, my name is Sophia, and originally I'm from Ukraine. I'm a junior at Oklahoma Academy, and I found out about this school 3 years ago. The school came to my country, and they did concerts with choir and choral vocal choir. I'm working in the Oklahoma Academy Publishing, and I like to work there because I enjoy working with art, and therefore I have great opportunity to work with design and other things. I choose to come here because this school is spiritual and I need spiritual growing, and that's why I came here.
Hi, my name is Luis and I'm currently a junior. I found out about OA through a family friend. My favorite part about school is the teacher's willingness to help us out with anything, whether it's math homework or chemistry. They make time to help us. I work in the cafeteria. One of my favorite parts about working in the cafeteria is cooking. And when I get older, I would like to be a missionary.
Hi, my name is Lori. I'm a sophomore here at Oklahoma Academy. I found out about Oklahoma Academy a few years ago at camp meeting. What made me choose Oklahoma Academy was when I came here to visit. The people here, the staff especially, were very friendly. It was easy to talk with them. Another thing is that they have a foreign language class, and it's actually French. I plan on learning French and becoming at least fluent enough to where I can go to France and apply that knowledge there. Here at Oklahoma Academy, I work in the CAF. It's a very awesome place. My favorite part is, of course, obviously cooking. We do a lot of cooking. And a lot of cleaning because of that. Cleaning goes along with cooking. I'd also like to go to France and learn how to cook some French gourmet meals and things like that. So combine everything together and, you got a French chef.
Hello, I'm a freshman at Oklahoma Academy, and my name is Leo. I found out about Oklahoma Academy through family friends. My favorite thing about Oklahoma Academy is about the people here. They're real nice. The work that I'm doing here is canvassing, and the favorite part about it is that I meet new people every day.
Hi, hello, my name is Myra. I'm a senior at Oklahoma Academy. I found out about OA by one of my church members. One of my favorite things about OA is our morning worship. My favorite class is the sanctuary class, where we learn the meaning behind each piece of furniture. My favorite part is that we get to go on tours with the Messiah's Mansion. I work in the afternoon in daycare, and I get to bond with the kids. I like bringing stories to them, and I like playing games indoors and outdoors. I want to be a nurse as well as a teacher, hopefully become a math teacher.
Greetings and salutations. My name's Reese, and I'm a senior here at Oklahoma Academy. One of the biggest things I've enjoyed about being here at Oklahoma Academy is the individual care and consideration the staff give to the students. I've witnessed countless amounts of times the willingness of the staff to do whatever it takes, as cliche as it sounds, to see students succeed. I particularly enjoy my vocational studies this year. I serve as the graphic designer for OA Publishing. You may be familiar with some of the Bibles we produce. I design the covers as well as the boxes for the new Bibles we're printing. I also serve as residence assistant for the guys' dorm. I enjoy being able to get to know the guys personally and offer them encouragement day to day. Doing this job has taught me a lot about how to work with people personally and win friends.
Hello, my name is Samuel. I'm a senior at Oklahoma Academy, and I found out about the school from my cousin. My favorite thing about school is the people from other countries. The reason I came, where I chose Oklahoma Academy was because I heard they have a family atmosphere, and they have a flight program, so which is one of my goals to be, for goals for life is to be a missionary pilot.
In Matthew 9, we're given a picture of Jesus as he goes to different towns and cities and he heals and he ministers to the needs of the people. And he says that he looks out over the multitudes and he's moved with compassion for them. And then he says something to the disciples. And in verse 37, this is what he says. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. This is the mission of Oklahoma Academy. We want to train young people to serve the Lord. Thank you for taking the time to listen to and allow me to introduce to you these young people. We need your support. They need your support. They need your prayers. Pray that they can have a vital and living relationship with Jesus and that they will not get sidetracked from their goal of becoming a worker for him. We also want to ask that you will help them and support them tangibly through our Worthy Student Fund. These young people would be so encouraged to know that somebody is there supporting them and helping them get the education that they desire. Thank you for your generosity, and may God richly bless you.
Father in heaven, we want to thank you so much for the opportunity to show our love and worship to you through our gifts. And we ask you to please bless these gifts, Father, for the maintenance of your work, Father, especially taking care of the local church, the local church budget. Lord, please continue to provide for the local church budget. And please also bless Oklahoma Academy. We thank you for how they are changing lives, Lord. Please bless these small things, Lord, that we have to give you. We thank you. We praise you. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Or I say something, it may or may not be important. But if Jesus says something, it is indeed vital that we listen. Our entire program is based on a verse of the Bible, Matthew. And I'm going to have Christopher come up. All of our children couldn't come. So we have Cameron and Christopher with us and one of your very own who's going to help us. Ben, right? He's going to help us because this is all about children, and we better pay attention because Jesus said something very unique and important. Christopher.
Except you become a little child, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Thank you.
Children need a good father to guide, train, and protect them. It makes us feel safe to have a father to trust and go to.
The disciples asked Jesus to see the Father, and he told them that if they saw him, they had seen the Father. Right? Now, the Bible tells us that God is love, right? That's how we define the character of God. And Jesus' life was a perfect example of that love. So as we get closer to Jesus, we'll have a fuller understanding of the love of God.
We children hope that the adults and people in our lives will be trustworthy and fair. But even when they are not, I'm so glad that God is.
Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that it may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Romans 15:13.
Children make mistakes, lots of mistakes. So have patience with us. We are sorry again. Have mercy.
Cover me with grace, and blot out my iniquity. Renew my heart and wash me clean with your pardon purity. Kyrie
Like children, we make mistakes, and we make lots of mistakes. But just as parents still love their children, our God still loves and calls us to sincere repentance. Remember that in His strength, we can repent and forsake those sins that have caused us to fall.
I love Jesus, and Jesus loves me. It's so simple. Can't you see?
He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8.
Even though I'm small, I can be like a little light for Jesus. Even a little candle shining in the darkness can make a real difference. I don't mind telling people that they need Jesus and that Jesus loves them. Do you?
We need some volunteers. Children, volunteers from the audience. Okay, here's one. Who else? That's it. Okay, another one. Come on. Another one? Awesome. Okay, we got all guys. Ladies, where are you? Okay, here comes one. Awesome. Over there? Yes. Here? Okay. Go ahead, follow. Go around, and we are going to ring bells today. Go ahead and come around. You'll stand in front of them. Put your hands on the bells. They'll put their hands over yours. I hope we have enough bell ringers to fit all our volunteers, but we're going to give it a try.
in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, it says this: "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Let us be like little children and tell people the truth about God.
I don't see people as ugly or handsome or rich. I just see people. That's how Jesus looked at people.
So is there anybody here who's ever been disobedient?
Right.
Some people aren't being honest. I think all of us have been that way. It would be nice again to be innocent like a child. There's a promise in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says, if any man is in Christ, he's a what kind of creature? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. In Jesus, he looks at us as though we had never sinned.
David was a young boy, but he knew God as his friend, and he wasn't afraid to tell the truth to the king, the giant, both armies, and even his brothers. Are you honest to everyone?
Only a boy named David, only a little sling.
Only a boy named David, but he could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David, only a little brook.
Only a boy named David, but 5 little stones he took.
And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
The sling went round and round
and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air,
and the giant came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling down.
And the giant came tumbling down. Came tumbling down.
Only a boy named David.
Only a little sling.
Only a little sling.
Only a boy named David.
Only a boy named David. He could pray and sing.
He could pray and sing.
Only a boy named David.
Only a boy named David.
Only a little brook.
One, two, three, four, 5 little stones he took.
And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round. And one little stone went in the sling, and the sling went round and round.
And the sling went round
and round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And one little stone went up in the air.
And the giants came tumbling.
And the giant came tumbling.
And the giants came tumbling,
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 tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling, tumbling down.
Now, in this song that we just sang, it says there is only a boy named David. And you know how, like, boys or, like, adults don't consider themselves boys. So David would have to be, like, 15, around high school age, or even younger. And before he conquered the giant, he had conquered already a lion and a bear. He had so much faith in his father God that he was able to defeat even a giant, even though his brothers and everyone else in the place was saying he couldn't do it. How come we don't have this much faith in God?
God is big. God is powerful. I trust him, don't you?
Thank you.
Psalms 147:5 says, "Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite."
At the end of each day, I am thankful that my blessings are bigger than my problems.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, "Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Are you?
Have you ever gotten scared when there are loud noises like thunderstorms and when the wind blows hard? I don't like feeling afraid. I pray to Jesus, and He blows away all my fears.
To him commit your griefs, your griefs. Your race put in his hands. To his short tooth and tender care. Give to the winds your
As you already know, we have said it a lot, children make mistakes even recently. And God, He sees our mistakes. He knows our mistakes are more. It's numerous. It's more than our even the number of our hairs. But you know, He is willing to shave our hairs of mistakes into bald and willing to start again. He lets our sins cast away. In Romans 6:23 it says, "For the wages of sin is death." But Jesus our Lord died for us, so we don't have to get the consequence, which is death. God showed that He let the sun rises and sets. He lets even birth and death of our loved ones. But you know, He wants us to see one thing. He wants us to turn our eyes upon Jesus. He wants us to look that all these temporary pleasures will soon end, and we will go back to heaven and be His children, our normal home. That's where He wants us to be. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy strength. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with thy right hand of my righteousness."
I know they love me. When I'm not with my parents, I still know they love me. Nothing can separate our love, and I have perfect confidence that my parents will always love me.
Can separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Nor tribulation, nor distress, nor persecution, nor the are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Who can now condemn us?
Who can now condemn us? Christ is by our side.
Who can charge us guilty?
Who can charge us guilty? God has justified. God did not spare His only Son, but Jesus rose up from the grave. And He buys all things,
and He gives all things
to those He came to save. Presence, nor things to come, nor heart.
be able to separate us from the love of God. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus our Lord. In Jesus our Lord.
This one? Back to what I was going to say. We all have days when we're not feeling good. We feel like God is so far from us. We feel like our trials, our circumstances are too much for us to bear. And we lose sight of God. But this is a wonderful promise that nothing at all can separate us from the love of God. Not even ourselves. We can try to take ourselves as far away from God as possible, but He still loves us. He still wants us back. You know, no matter what our circumstances or what we have done, He calls us sons. 1 John 3:1 says, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God."
We are a family of faith. We hope you have been blessed. We hope you will all be a part of our family of faith.
Thank you so much to our young people that participated today. And as you leave, you have a bulletin. If you, I'm sure you get many bulletins, but if you would like to give this bulletin back, we will recycle it. If you want to keep it, it's fine.
It might work. Okay. So the bulletins are for you, and if you'd rather not carry that and keep it forever as a keepsake in your home, then go ahead and give it back at the door. There will be some gifts for you folks at the back. We are so grateful for you. Please pray for us. We have 14 nations represented at Oklahoma Academy this year. Many come by faith. And it is only by God's people responding to that call and helping them to stay at Oklahoma Academy that they can. So we're going to close with a song we want you to join us with. It's called Family of Faith. And here's the words. It's been good to be together. Can you repeat that?
It's been good to be together.
You help me here, guys. It's been good to worship as a family of faith.
It's been good to worship as a family of faith.
It's as plain as you can see. Wait, is that it? No. It's as plain as. It's plain for all to see. We're as different as can be.
Though it's plain for all to see, we're as different as can be.
We're. I'm drawing a blank. We're a family of faith. So we're going to sing the chorus. We start with it and we sing it again, and then I'll turn around and try as best you can to join with us. Thank you for having us. It has been good to be together. And when Jesus says, except you be converted and become as a little child, you won't enter in the kingdom of God. Look at, I want to look in my heart. I hope all of us will look. Are we really being like children in those good attributes?
Thank you.
us care as Jesus cared every day. May we live God's love until all will join and sing. It's been good to be together. It's been good to worship as a family of faith. Though it's plain for all to see, we're as different as can be. Yet we're one in love, we're one in our care, we're one in our family of faith. We're one in our family of faith.
Has this been a blessing for you?
Amen.
Let's say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Oklahoma Academy. Let's close with prayer. Bow your heads. Father, this has been a really good time to remind each one of us of the incredible privilege that we have to be called children, your children. Help us to leave this place to share with others who may not know that they too can be a child of God. So we ask your blessing on us in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a reminder, as we leave, you will have the opportunity to donate to Oklahoma Academy, Worthy Student Fund, and the mission trip.